Well, it's Tuesday, and that means it is Take Control Tuesday. I have Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org on the phone. And Manta, we were talking off the air about our civic duty, and today we're going to talk about how it is money smart to vote.
Absolutely. You know, from my reading of the Bible, when the disciples came to Jesus and, you know, said there was a demand for taxes, what should they do? Jesus said, render unto Caesar's that which is Caesar's, which means you are supposed to perform whatever civic duty you have under the form of government you're living at the time. Now, in the United States of America, part of your civic duty is to vote. Not only to pay your taxes, but you have a civic obligation to vote. And we want to talk about why it's money smart to vote and what you should do now as far as that goes. Because this election that's coming up is going to have a lot of impact going into the future. So yeah. Here's what you do. Number one, register to vote if you're not registered. If you think you're registered, confirm your registration.
Absolutely.
Before the election, because things can change. The next thing you want to do as a money smart way to vote is to request an absentee ballot. Now, in Michigan, there's no excuse absentee voting. So all you have to do is contact your city clerk and ask for an absentee ballot. Now, here's what that allows you to do. Number one, once you get the absentee ballot, it allows you to vote early. So you can get it out of the way, do what you need to do, and you're not tied to one specific date. You don't have to stand in line and all that kind of thing.
Right.
The other thing getting your ballot early does, it allows you to vote down ballot. You're not just voting for a governor and House of Representatives and those kind of things, but you need to look at what's happening in your local elections. And by having the ballot early, it lets you see who's running and it allows you to do some research. All you got to do is Google the people.
Right.
And you can see what they stand for, who's backing them, and those kind of things. You know, normally when you go in on election day, you don't know what's happening with those down ballot people. You don't know who they are. So what do? We don't vote in those elections.
Mm-hmm.
But local elections have more impact on you than national
yep.
offices. So you want to vote down ballot. And the best way to do that, I think, is to get an early absentee ballot and then research the people that are down ballot. You know, they're not doing advertising on TV and stuff, so you got to find them on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final step is return your absentee ballot. Turn it in and get your vote. So that's what we're saying is a money smart way to handle your money is to make sure you're voting your own interest.
Absolutely. And make sure you follow the directions on that absentee ballot so that it can be counted and counted properly.
Absolutely.
Well, you can find all information about Manta Musa on MoneySmartLife.org. And for our archives, you can go to TakeControlTuesday.com. Manta, thank you.
Thank you.